or incorrect when you said that the surge would be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam? Were you correct or incorrect? Yes or no?
My reference to the surge being the most dangerous.
Are you answering questions, Senator Hagel? The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer
well,
on a lot of things.
Well, show that
today.
You refuse to answer that question. Now, please go ahead.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Here's the bottom line. Hagel actually appeals to plenty of people and definitely is somebody that plenty of the senators don't want to see confirmed. The problem with Hagel is he's got the Washington disease to please. When will these politicians learn, especially somebody like him? He was elected. Now he's nominated. And going through the process, of course, it's easy to trip him up on things that he said before when he flip-flops on Afghanistan, Iran, and several other things. He stumbled during the hearing. It went for 7 hours, this hearing. You want to talk about some boring C-SPAN moments. I just let you hear one of the best moments. So Hagel really kind of bombed in the hearing. I mean, that's what people are talking about. He was getting ready to spar with a few people, like an old friend that you just heard there, John McCain, and it didn't work out for him. So this might be a real reality check for a guy who wants to be the defense secretary. This is no job for a flip-flopper. And if he's weak, wobbly, and indecisive, we don't want him. I don't want somebody in that spot. Hey, like Panetta or not, he didn't care what you thought. He really didn't. He was like the bull that would run over your head. And without a doubt, Hagel is not that same kind of guy. Here's a little snippet of Senator Roger Wicker, Republican from Mississippi, who had a pretty obvious comment to Hagel. Take a listen.
Lindsey Graham was correct when he said that the president making the choice of Chuck Hagel was an in-your-face nomination because he knew it would be distracting and he knew it would be divisive.
And it is, and so it is. It's so divisive. So he might not be any kind of a guarantee for this spot. So it might be moving down the list again. See, all of this is thanks to the nonsense with the former General Petraeus / CIA, head of the CIA, who got in a big world of hurt when he fooled around with his biographer, and the rest is history. We don't have to go through all the sordid TMZ details. But once he tripped up and once he resigned, he was the guy that was the shoo-in, and what a great general he was. He had a tougher time moving into civilian life and heading up the CIA, but for defense secretary, he would have been perfect.
He was a great general with sexy results.
But I'm pumped. You got to have a rim shot after that one, and somewhere in your back pocket, it must be there somewhere. So this is what we're stuck with. We're stuck with Humpty Dumpty, weak, wobbly, and flipping all over the place. It's like I have friends that are hardcore opinionated. I mean, they're hardliners. And whether I agree with them or not, I respect them because they don't wobble on what they say. This is my core beliefs. This is my values, man. This is who I am. Take it or leave it. And so now somebody in charge of defense who can't decide, oh, yeah, I thought that about Iran, but now I've changed my mind. Oh, yes, the surge on Afghanistan and Iraq. And Iraq, and then throw in Iran to it. I mean, come on. No.
Prepare.
He's not the right guy. See, we even want to go to a commercial break. He's so not the right guy. I'm telling you, he's not the right guy. All right, some other things happened across the land, believe it or not. Everybody's getting ready for the Super Bowl. Are you ready? Do you have a 7-layer dip waiting, a giant bag of chips or two, and a pizza on order? If you're in the pizza crowd, you certainly are in the majority, because the most pizzas that ever are ordered during the year happen on Super Bowl Sunday and right during the game. Sometimes before, but usually during the game, that's when the most orders come in. It's crazy the amount of food that is consumed because of Super Bowl parties and just people kicking back at their own house and making some special food, digging in deep to the, especially to the chips. I mean, the chip bags. I wonder how many bags of potato chips, and there's no statistic on that, but it's got to be an outrageous number of chips that end up being sold because of the Super Bowl. And, you know, who watches the Super Bowl? What would it be like? What's it like watching the Super Bowl on the diet and going to a party? Yeah, I guess when they, you know, when they serve the
just
wings.
Just like Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah. They serve the wings, and then they have celery. I guess you eat the celery off the plate and let everybody else have the wings, because if you think of everything, the sauce and all the stuff that's put on wings and ribs and dip is crazy fattening. So it's just, you know, it's a, for some people, it's like a 10,000 calorie day. I'm just not kidding you on that one. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, a couple of things. One, we're going to take you to the movies. You know, we always do that cheap movie review. Got a couple good ones for you. Bullet to the Head, Stand Up Guys, Warm Bodies. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to try to attempt it. I've had too many cups of coffee. But we'll go through the movies. Plus, we got a quick DVD review from A Man Down Under, Jack. I think we can squeeze that in as well. And then we swing into Larry Minnix talking about healthcare. Man, Obamacare is getting slayed lately because people didn't realize what was going to happen to their premiums. And more companies are announcing that they're, some of them, in fact, saying they're going to dump coverage, and others announcing, you know, what ultimately how it's going to go up and affect people because they've had to pay more into the policies. You know how that is. Shopping around, it's tougher now, very much tougher to shop around for the best deals. And part of that is because the a lot of the law isn't set, and the actually paring down what the money would be for the law, for some of the law, for like the individual mandate, that kind of stuff. Some of that, all that arithmetic wasn't correctly laid out. They're trying to flip it around, but for now it's going to be kind of messy for some people. So anyway, we're going to talk to Larry Minnix, a great guy, about what happens when, for the older population, what's going on with Medicare, what does it mean, what are the misconceptions, what are the pros, what are the cons. You know, I like to look at all sides of this, so he's going to give us a point of view that I think you'll find interesting. And what he does is interesting in trying to help out people who are aging into the system to realize what they're getting and realize what they need to get. And I think, you know, bravo, that's a good thing. With the baby boomers and the swing in the population, we certainly need that. But coming up, we're going to take a look at the movies. Like I said, it's a cheap way for you to decide if you want to check out some of the new offerings. Certainly, the Academy Award nominee pictures out there, a lot of people are going and looking at those because they're getting a lot of publicity. So if you miss something like Silver Linings Playbook, which was my favorite movie of the year, you can still catch that at the matinee, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and it's a good, solid movie. Hang with us. More to come.
The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Review going on. Charles trying to prompt me into singing Love, Love, Love.
You can do it, Kate. You can do it.
That song is tried and true, though, isn't it? It certainly is. Love, 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 the old guys. If you do, this is your weekend to actually go and check out a movie like Sylvester Stallone, Al Pacino, Chris Walken, all in movies this weekend. We got our rapid-fire movie review. So let's go to our first one. It's with Sylvester Stallone, and it's called Bullet to the Head.
My line of work. I pick out the trash.
On February 1st,
Detective Taylor Kwan.
I want the guys who took your daughter.
Dad?
We can help each other out.
He may be older.
Hey, you mind if we listen to something from this century?
But when it comes to revenge, he hasn't lost his edge.
What are these, Vikings?
Just kill a guy like that.
I just did.
Bullet to the Head, rated R, February 1st.
He's a New Orleans hitman and a New York City cop. They form an allegiance to bring down some killers of their respective partners. Could be interesting. I say wait for it on DVD or streaming.
Where did all the straight-to-video movies go?
Yeah.
How did they get in cinemas?
Exactly. I don't know. That should have been straight to vid, no question. His pal Arnold Schwarzenegger had a bomb of a movie that came out a couple of weeks ago. Stand Up Guys is our next one. Al Pacino, Chris Walken, Alan Arkin, all the stars in this one.
This is my best friend. Just got back from a long trip.
That just get weird?
Yes.
Kill him by 10 o'clock or you're dead too.
What do you want to do until then?
I can really party.
Get down with it.
Hey, no drugs at the bar.
It's a prescription. I got the hypertension.
I'm retired.
Nice work.
It was intense. I threw up in my mouth.
Stand Up Guys, they are in theaters February 1st.
All right, he gets out of prison. Val does after 28 years for refusing to give up one of his criminal associates. His best buddy picks him up, and they re-team. Like the premise, don't know about the movie. This is definitely going to be a wait for the stream, too.
Al Pacino might sell it.
Yeah, I like Al Pacino, but I don't know.
He wouldn't star in a bad movie.
Yeah, right. He wouldn't, would he? Oh, money? I need some money.
Oh, what was that?
Yeah. Warm Bodies is our next one. This is 1 hour, 37 minutes long. It's got a zombie epidemic in it. Take a listen.
They say that once you're infected with the plague, there's no going back. But that's about to change.
What are you?
Dad, he's different. He's alive and he's learning what it is to be human.
They are what they are, and that's evil.
They're coming for us.
Shoot on sight.
Keep you safe.
Warm Bodies. Rated PG-13. February.
Yeah, PG-13, John Malkovich, you can clearly hear him in there. I like Malkovich, but I would say stick to the stream on this one, too. It's after a zombie epidemic. Somebody encounters a human survivor, rescues her from an attack, and then they go from there. Crazy. Now, there is a solution to this. There are some decent movies out on DVD right now, and my man down under, Jack Alexander, has a preview for you. Take it away, Jack.
Hi, Jack Alexander here with some of the DVD and Blu-ray releases for this week. For the girls, check out Hotel Transylvania. This animated teen romantic comedy follows the story of a young boy who finds Dracula running a hotel for monsters and falls in love with Dracula's daughter. Featuring the voices of Adam Sandler, David Spade, Selma Gomez, Fran Drescher and John Lovitz, this is a great movie for a girls' night in. Hello, I Must Be Going is the story of divorced and demoralized Amy, having moved back in with her parents at age 35, reignites her passions after meeting a bold teenage boy, and stars Melanie Lynskey and Blythe Danner. Who would have thought that a kidnapped shih tzu would lead a struggling screenwriter into the criminal underworld of L.A. In Seven Psychopaths, starring Colin Farrell, Woody Harrelson, Christopher Walken, this is one for the crime drama lovers. For horror lovers, take a look at Citadel, starring James Cosmo, and The Awakening, directed by Nick Murphy. TV series coming out on Blu-ray and DVD this week include Femme Fatale Season 1 and Pan Am, starring an all-grown-up Christina Ricci. This week's video from the vault falls solidly into the basket of movies so bad they're good. Megavorce, starring Barry Bostick, Michael Beck, and Henry Silver. The best way to describe this movie is a cross between the kitsch action movies of the 1980s and the campiness of David Hasselhoff's Knight Rider. Fans of Knight Rider will also love the supporting role of General White, played by Edward Mulhare. The script was predictable and poorly written, the acting was bad, the direction was worse, but if you're looking for pure fantasy and escapism, then this is the movie for you. I'll be back next week with more of the good, the bad, and the forgotten on DVD and Blu-ray, right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
All right, Jacko, I like the best thing about that is Jack's accent. He is the best. He is. Good guy. And he likes movies, too, so he watches movies. He gets it. And he's like Rotten Tomatoes, only Australian style.
I'm stealing his dungeon clip.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yep, I have to add some mystique to it, maybe some smoke.
I like it. I like his dungeon, definitely. Mine's getting a little rank, so there you go. The Ravens and the 49ers at Super Bowl Sunday, 6:30 East Coast kick. On CBS, they have the Super Bowl, so pretty interesting stuff. The main talk is about the Harbaugh brothers, but certainly the quarterbacks are interesting in this. Joe Flacco waiting for something to happen. You know, does he become an elite quarterback or another quarterback that wins the Super Bowl? Either way, for him, how huge could it be to win the Super Bowl if you've watched this kid for the last couple of years? And then Kaepernicking. Watching what's going on with Colin Kaepernick, not the guy who was the starter, not the guy anybody was talking about in the beginning of the year, and suddenly he transformed San Francisco so much he's a verb. He kisses his forearm, and it's called Kaepernicking. In fact, he's trademarking it. He's gotten a lot of attention in the Super Bowl lead-up this past week. You know, it's so long and drawn out. And it's so hyped. I mean, that's how we do the Super Bowl in this country. But when you get down to it, it's about the game. And it's about the game for me. So I hope that we see a good game in New Orleans. and that it's close and we don't have a blowout. Because when it's a blowout game, it's, I don't know, it just it loses the magic for me when it's at least a little bit close. Even if it's a couple of touchdowns, but you know that they're still in it, that makes it much more interesting. And my prediction is it's going to be close. I think the 49ers win it, but I think that this is going to be a close matchup. Lots of money wagered on this. I've said this a couple of times during the week because I think it's incredible. But $10 billion wagered on the Super Bowl. Now, to put it in perspective, though, $10 billion for the Super Bowl, most of that actually offshore, and then maybe $1 or $2 billion of it in Vegas. The election, we just came up with a number for the election, the money that was spent talking about the super PACs and commercials and everything else in between, and the amount of money spent on 2012 from the Republicans and the Democrats and everything that you can imagine in between related to the election, the other people who ran, etc., the final tab is $7 billion. Is that incredible? You know, they have those final campaign disclosure reports, and Obama is now, of course, goes down in history for these times as the top fundraiser. This is the most expensive ever U.S. presidential campaign ever, ever, ever. $7 billion. Candidates, parties, outside groups, super PACs, all of it included. That's how that number shows up, and that's, I think it's just mind-blowing that's what it costs to run for office, you know, because you got to have the money for the commercial spots, for everything else in between, for moving people around, for campaign offices. That's how we elect people. And what could you do with $7 billion? I can think of a lot of things we could do with $7 billion. Just absolutely shocking. So no surprise, we live in a debtor world. The DNC ends the year in debt. After this re-election campaign, it'll take it a couple of years, and they'll pay it off. And that's how we roll in the good old USA. There ought to be an easier way to do this, folks. I mean, can we not cut that number at least in half? Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, we're talking a little health care and the aging population here on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Affordable Health Care Act and what it means to you and what it means to me and everybody else that are listening to us here on America Tonight. The confusion, the pros, the cons, all that stuff is always out there in the mix. It's just been over a year since the Supreme Court decision. Joining us is Larry Menix. He's with Leading Age. And Larry, as I said, it's been just a year. Do you take us back to that day and what it meant to you when you heard the decision handed down?
Well, we were very pleased with it because, naturally, representing various programs that serve seniors and younger people with disabilities, we supported the Affordable Care Act. And when the Supreme Court said that it was legal, it confirmed the major direction that the ACA is taking us.
Yeah, what do you think the biggest, because, you know, especially you talk about people with disabilities, you talk about seniors, so you would think it'd be a win-win. Why is there still such a big population, a big portion of the population that wants to see the law repealed? Do you think it's because there's misconceptions, they don't understand the law?
I think what you will hear inside Washington here is that most of that controversy now is around ideological divides as opposed to practical issues about how to make it work. There's still just an awful lot of politics that trumps the strategy of it all. So I think that over the next 5 to 8 years, as the ACA unfolds, as people have insurance plans that have never had those before, as you see improvements in the healthcare delivery system, as you see the cost curve bending, people will be satisfied with it, and they'll get used to it.
Yeah. What are the real pros? What are the real pros of the ACA?
Well, for one thing, from coming through the aging door, you begin with people getting prescription drugs covered. And that's really important. And then the prevention aspect of it, very, very important, because we've spent too much on crisis health care. A third is that our members, we have 6,000 not-for-profit service members throughout the country, and we're going to have an opportunity for employees to have insurance coverage. We depend heavily on frontline caregivers who are oftentimes in the lower end of the pay scale, and many of them don't have insurance. Then there are the implications of the innovative parts of the ACA, where things like accountable care organizations, what's called bundled payments, that may be a jargon to a lot of people out there, the man and the woman in the pew, but it's a way to improve the way services are delivered to people that are getting older and might have multiple chronic problems that wind them up in the hospital or even in nursing homes prematurely.
Mm. So making it more affordable so that they're not just kind of left out in the cold and figuring out, well, your insurance covers this, but it doesn't cover that, and then you're going to get a bill for this, and then there's all that confusion.
All that confusion. So we think it's going to get better. One major thing that is left undone that was just passed in the so-called Cliff Bill is they create a commission to look at how we now redesign and pay for long-term services and supports, because we know that better than 80% of nursing home care, for example, goes on in families' homes, and that there are almost as many younger people with disabilities that are living at home or with families than seniors, the coverage for those things are either left to Medicaid, which is already under tremendous financial pressure, or private long-term care insurance, which most people either can't afford or don't qualify for. So this new commission is about to be appointed that will make recommendations to the White House and Congress on how to address that hole in the healthcare ship.
Yeah, and that's a big hole because of the baby boomers, right, and the shift in the population.
Oh, absolutely, and it's covering a part of healthcare that most every family will face, but it's been very hard for anybody to talk about.
Yeah, because we don't want to talk about it, right? Because we're worried. Yeah,
that's right. We're we're a very youth-oriented society. I think Woody Allen said that we're the only country in the world that thinks growing old and dying is optional.
Yeah, I know that quote. That's a famous quote. With leading age, so in handling this, is healthcare, because obviously you do other things too, but healthcare was the major press for you, wasn't it?
It certainly was for all the reasons we've talked about. Our members, who are some of the well-established provider organizations, religious affiliation, fraternal, they're in every community, and they've been serving people, most of them on average, for 75 years. So it's important to have a health care program from cradle to grave that works.
Yeah.
So it was a very important top priority for us.
Yeah. You mentioned of all the stuff that we're talking about, one of the things you mentioned that really sticks out is that 80% the nursing care, basically, talking about from home. Do you think we're going to see more of that? Is there more of a trend to, hey, let's do what we used to do and kind of stick together, and if as a family, we can have mom or dad or whoever with us longer in our own homes, then we're going to work on this care situation this way, not necessarily have them someplace else?
Yes, in fact, it's almost like a return to the Waltons. You may be too young to remember the Waltons, but they all live there together. Families feel a high degree of responsibility for their own seniors and even younger people with disabilities. Think about the number of, say, spinal cord injury young people now that Once they get past the acute treatment, someone has to provide for them, and most of that is in a home setting. We also know that women still bear the lion's share of the responsibility for all this. So women, you know, work full-time, and caregiving is a 35-hour-a-week job. So there are a lot of women that have got essentially two full-time jobs. And we know that caregivers spend on average $5,500 a year out of their own pockets to care for mom or dad or a child. So it's not like there's not a cost to be paid for this. So we got to figure out how to help support caregivers do their work. And we think that's done through not self-impoverishment like Medicaid, which is a welfare program, but we believe that needs to be done through some kind of national broad-based insurance approach that people could pay into.
Yeah. Do you feel now at this point, you know, in the field of aging, are the services, because you sound obviously excited about some of the things that are happening, like we'll see with the bundled payments and all of that. Do you feel like, hey, now people are finally paying attention? We've been banging our head against the wall for some time now, but now they're paying attention to us?
Yes, and we're getting to a tipping point in society where there's a significant enough percentage of the population that are facing these issues. You know, everybody knows somebody now with Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
Or Parkinson's, or have had a stroke. 25 years ago, most people couldn't have told you what Alzheimer's disease was. More families are facing things like spinal cord injury, or even groups like Down syndrome, who would not have had a long life expectancy 25 or 50 years ago. Well, those people are living longer. And so we have an obligation in society, a moral obligation, as well as a policy obligation to figure out how to design service delivery and payment for that around those emerging needs. And it's now one that every family practically can identify with.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you feel like it, with Alzheimer's, you're so right about that, the statistics, I don't even know if the statistics have caught up with how many people are finding that they've got somebody now touched by Alzheimer's. Do you feel like this is obviously one of the critical areas to pay attention to and work on whatever we can do to help people?
Yes, I think Alzheimer's is sort of the poster child of what nobody wants to have happen to them and everybody is afraid could occur in their family.
Yeah.
So they become the symbol of what we need to pay attention to. But there are other diseases like Lou Gehrig's, MS, Parkinson's, dystonia, a lot of those chronic neurological diseases. Even hidden problem now is mental health, especially undiagnosed and untreated depression in seniors, which may be the biggest undiagnosed and untreated problem among that age group.
Wow, how about that? Larry, what a delight to talk to you. Really filled in the blanks for a CEO of Leading Age. Thank you so much. And
hey,
we look forward to talking again.
Call me. Let me know.
I'm trying to avoid it, just like you said.
Right.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. Thank you. If we can help, let us know.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Coming up, the kid in the bunker. What's the skinny on that? Very, very sad story. Also, the mailbag. But first, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, on a Super Bowl weekend. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Kate. You know, you're the only woman that can keep America talking all night long. That's pretty awesome.
Woohoo! That's good. I like that.
Yeah, I wonder if you had Saul, the economist Viking, on lately.
I have. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and he's due to come up in the next week or two. And we've talked about some crazy, crazy things that are happening with the economy and some false bottoms and whatnot. And we've seen it now even on the market. It's starting to have a little bit of the pullback. And, man, I'm telling you, any rocky news and it sinks everything. And the whole thing with he and I talked about the deficit, and he's hammering this point home, Tomas, that you've got to be able to rely on yourself and you've got to look to outside skills and other things because everything has flipped over and it's not coming back.
Yeah, you know, the other day we had a report that said the last quarter had negative growth.
Yeah.
Now, normally, that would have been, you know, like Dracula and Frankenstein put together. And you know what? There was hardly a ripple in the news about it. And under normal times, this would have been terrible news. But now we are printing $85 billion a month, which comes out to $1 trillion, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also are running $2 trillion deficits every year. So that means just $2 trillion we're pulling out of our fiscal hindquarters there, and we still are having negative growth.
Yeah, how's that? Yeah.
How is that possible? That's like your dad giving you, you know, $20,000 a month and you still are losing money.
Right.
And then I think the Democrats or the apologists for this situation said, well, it's because we had a decline in defense spending. Well, that's even worse because government spending is not a good thing. I mean, that's like getting money from your dad, you know, government spending. And to say that no, what they're saying is this economy depends on government spending to such an extent that $2 trillion a year is not enough to keep the government spending propped up. And, you know, I think that guy Santilli, or what's his name from the guy who started the Tea Party thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, we're like Europe now, and...
We are. We are. We're just not talking about it. You're absolutely right. If you look at CNBC, you look at the Wall Street Journal, and which I read all this stuff. You read any of the financial pages, the Financial Times. There's some conversation about it, some columns, but not really, not specifically about what you're saying. When you flip around the negative numbers and how much fake money we're pumping into the economy, how we're just paying on the interest on our massive debt to China, it's scary. We are there. And I guess they just don't want to tell us. They want to keep pulling the strings. Because you know why, Tomas? Because even though they may have gold and other investments, your top people, in other words, the people really pulling the strings, the filthy rich billionaires, they don't want money. They want their greenbacks because they want to be able to sit on their cash. What good is the cash to them if everybody really wakes up to the fact that it's negative money? It's zip. It's nothing.
Yeah, I just was wondering, you know, I was trying to figure out how is it possible that we don't have rampant inflation right now.
I know.
And I read in the Wall Street Journal, and I think it answered the question for me, that Switzerland, which, you know, those watchmakers are the most fiscally conservative people in the world, they are now printing money like crazy. So I guess if everybody's printing money, then, of course, that would keep the prices the same somehow. I'd love to have Saul talk about this because, you know, he knows a lot about it.
Yeah. We'll put next time he did talk about this. You missed it. He talked about that fact of what we're seeing of the money that's not coming in and the money that's being pumped out. But we'll grill him about that again because he's awesome with those numbers and he's not shy about pumping it out there. Thanks, Tomas, for the call. You know, it's funny talking about the economy. We've got a jobs report coming out on later in the day, and it's going to probably show a picture of employers who are afraid to add to their company ranks because we have this sluggish and uncertain economy. Economists are expecting like 160,000 non-farm payrolls were added in January, and the unemployment rate was unchanged, 7.8%. 7.8, so that would be just a tiny improvement, tiny, minuscule, over the jobs added in December. So what's going on with the pace of that? And truly, they look at those numbers. So certainly that's not going to help the market any because the market looks at the numbers, and that's where the market moves or doesn't move. And I think employers are worried about health care, but that's not the only thing. They're also worried about taxes and regulation. And so now the fiscal cliff has given way to the focus on the automatic spending cuts that would take place in March if Congress doesn't act. Half the cuts would be in defense. So, you know, take it from there. There's a couple of things, sadly, to look forward to, unless there's some great big solution in the wings that we just have not heard of, and I seriously, seriously doubt it. I said I would tell you about the story about the man holding the boy in Alabama under the bunker. Boy, this story took an unexpected turn, nothing like I was hearing and what I thought it was about originally when it first broke a couple days ago. So So you have a kindergarten kid pulled off a school bus by a guy with a gun who killed the bus driver. It's a kid who needs medication. The thing that's so crazy about this is how did this neighbor, who was supposed to have been in court on a charge that he shot at his neighbors over a minor property dispute over a dirt road, what was it that led him to boarding a stopped school bus, shooting the driver dead? Then he was working the entire time for a long time on this bunker in the middle of the night for more than a year, so he had obviously planned to do this, premeditated. This is in Midland City, Alabama. And how are they even keeping warm when you have temperatures in the 30s? Is the kid safe? What is going on? What is going on in this story? And the driver the guy who shot the driver is Jimmy Lee Dykes. We talked about this already. He's a former Vietnam veteran and a retired truck driver. This whole idea that he was digging the hole and working on this, doing it every other night between 2 and 3 in the morning for a year and a half. People say, look, he was friendly and he seemed welcoming and all that stuff. And apparently this must have been some kind of a plot that he had going on. And man, who would have thought this? Who would have thought this? He was supposed to be in court. He was supposed to answer for these charges. And he got upset. He got upset. He was yelling and cursing and all that other kind of stuff. And next thing you know, it led to this. I mean, that the yelling and the cursing and the shooting was what he was going to be in court for. And I guess it ticked him off enough that he decided, I'm going to dig a bunker. I'm going to dig a grave, if you will. And I'm going to get this kid and then I'm going to put him in it. Oh, man. So they've got a 60-foot long PVC pipe that goes into the bunker, and they pleaded with this Dykes guy to let the kid go, but he's not doing it. He did allow them to send down prescription medicine, to send down coloring books and that kind of stuff, but nothing has changed. This has been 3 days, and I'm sure the boy's parents are beside themselves. They have to be. So you've got the FBI, cops, Homeland Security, you got all kinds of people standing around at this bunker trying to figure out what to do. Because he's far enough down there, what are they going to do? Certainly they can't shoot, they can't dig in. What are they supposed to do? It's a very strange situation. It's a wild standoff. Wow. And they closed the schools, by the way, in 3 districts for the entire week. They're like, forget about it. We've evacuated the neighborhood. We're clearing the schools. That's all, you know. That's what we're doing right now. Hey, a quick reminder. You can hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to americatonight.net.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.